We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got a nuclear-powered missile accident in Russia. Patrick Reval is our ABC News correspondent who joins us now live from Moscow. Patrick, what exactly happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was actually already a week ago, and it's only now that we're actually really getting a clearer picture of what did happen up there, and it's not really thanks to Russian authorities who still have kept it very much wrapped in secret. But what we know, and we know from the Russians confirmed, is that basically a nuclear-powered rocket engine exploded on a missile test range up in the Arctic. And initially, you know, the Russians acted as though it was just a standard rocket engine, but a couple of days after that, we found out that actually there had been what appears to have been a type of small reactor on board, and that when it exploded, it caused a spike in radiation in that area. And so obviously, you know, that sounds quite frightening, and indeed, you know, is quite frightening. And so for the last few days, people have been wondering how much contamination could there be? How serious is it? Of course, everyone immediately thinks of Chernobyl. And what we now know, the latest that we know, is that the Russians say that the levels of radiation are back down to normal and have been back down to normal since the blast. They say it was, you know, it was a spike, but that it only lasted for an hour or so. And so basically right now, that's almost the extent of what we know. I mean, but what I should say is that what we have heard from U.S. officials and what we hear from experts is that basically this engine is part of a missile that we have seen before when President Putin has boasted about it as a futuristic weapon, which he has, you know, used to kind of try and saber-rattle against the U.S. and against Europe.
Patrick, did the Russians acknowledge this because other people took note of the jump in radioactivity, or did they come forward and concede that it had occurred? I mean, they get pushed into the corner and forced to acknowledge it.
It's a very good question. I think to a certain degree, certainly, yes, in the end, that it's virtually impossible to conceal in the modern world. You know, people immediately, even up there, went out with their own Geiger counters and started filming it, and they showed that there had been this spike, that things were okay now. But as we've seen, you know, several times, and even just in the last couple of months, you might remember there was this nuclear submarine accident. This top secret nuclear submarine had a fire aboard it, also up in the Arctic. And as just as then, just as now, what happens is the Russians initially put a kind of blanket, a kind of cover over the whole thing for 3 or 4 days. Kind of it often seems while they get their story straight. And then very slowly they'll leak out a little bit of information. And I think part of the reason, the whole point is domestically to try and kind of put the dampeners on it so that by the time people understand what might have happened, you know, they're no longer so worried about it as they were at the beginning. And it kind of cools the news cycle, which is what they're trying to do.
All right. Well, let's assume that the Russians are being honest about this, which might be a big assumption. Was there anybody in immediate danger when the missile blew up? Are there villagers up there? Is there a city up there? Geographically, I'm not familiar with the area. Who's in danger, if anyone?
Yeah, I mean, virtually no Americans really can be familiar with this area. It's in a closed site, and it's next to another closed site. We can't get anywhere near it. The closest we could get to it would be 90 kilometers away. But, you know, as you said, when it exploded, it was actually a very deadly accident. Seven people have died. Two of them are believed to be soldiers, or military specialists, rather, and five were nuclear engineers. And all of them were killed. Three more were injured. And there is a village right next to the test site that seems to be, as far as we know, it's about 500 people. And that is the question now, really, because so the readings that we are aware of were taken from a big city about 30 miles away. And so they had a spike there that was registered. But then we imagine how big might the spike have been if you were in the immediate vicinity. So the question is, are these villages in some way contaminated with other types of radiation as well that we don't know about? Because these testing stations only pick up certain types of radiation. And the fact is, we just don't know. And this is what Greenpeace activists have been saying to us, is that simply the Russian government is giving so little information that it's very hard to know how dangerous it is.
And my recollection of the Chernobyl incident, which was reinforced by that television series that was released recently, was that the winds worked against us, that they were blowing, that the winds were blowing radiation. Is that a factor here?
So it's not a fact, you know, again, assuming that we can trust the Russians on this. And as you say, there's always a big if with that. But, you know, Greenpeace say their own readings also now suggest this. There isn't any more large scale radiation raised on elevated radiation levels in the air or in the area. So what happened was, on the day when the rocket exploded, there was this spike, which meant that it was carried in some way. But it's very hard to know, because it's not a, you know, it's not a power station where there was an explosion and a fire that kept going. All we know is that this rocket exploded, or this engine exploded, in fact, and then after that, it caused this jump in radiation. So it's hard to know whether the wind plays a role or not. Well, what we can say is it probably no longer does now. The question is, what's left on the ground, really?
Right. Well, I mean, that's at least some good news, we hope, and I'm glad that we've got correspondents in Moscow who can still try to get the truth out. Patrick Reivel, our ABC News correspondent in Moscow this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.